Marcus Aurelius said, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." I would like to add, to wisely use the gifts we have been given that day. When I wake up each morning, I thank God for bringing me to a new day and for giving me the opportunity to interact with Him in His creation. As we awaken, we take our first conscious breath. We begin to think. We look forward to the day ahead, or not, if we know it may be a difficult day with tasks or events we dread. And we should also be aware of the love that surrounds us. You know, that gift from God. Do we take enough time to imagine what we will do with the blessings God has given us? The blessings in answer to prayer, like restored health or newly acquired resources? When this gospel was written, a talent was a common laborer's earnings for 15 years. These people were poor, but what they earned in 15 years was a huge amount of money. The original Greeks as the laborers worked with their money, like trading it. Today, we still work with what we have earned. We trade our money for essentials and for pleasures. Almost half of Jesus' parables have to do with money or commerce. Money is only a metaphor to reflect on the real issue that Jesus wanted to speak about. Before departing on his journey, the landowner entrusted his money to his three slaves. He gave 5 talents to one, 2 to another, and the third received 1 talent. Remember, that talent represented a lot of money. Without being told what to do with the talents, it was presumed each slave would use it wisely to increase what they had been given. Presumptions can and do get us in trouble. The deeper level or meaning of this gospel is about taking what God has given us in all facets of our life and using those gifts, working with those gifts for the betterment of God's world. The betterment means sharing and showing God's unconditional love, having mercy and compassion, and do it with honor and justice for all. There is a true story about a Croatian immigrant living in California who was a superb furniture maker. He made very nice, upscale items. Yet he was fearful and not willing to risk failure in what he could create to open a business. He took a job as a longshoreman and only made furniture as a hobby. He buried his talent in the ground because he was too scared to step out and make furniture full time. How sad for him and for those who would cherish the pieces his skill could have created. How do we recognize our gifts and skills that we have been given? From reading and hearing the stories and parables in the Bible, we learn that God does not lure us into abundant life by urging us to play it safe. He wants us to be creative with our gifts, to pray about what we should do, and then have the confidence to go forward to see what can happen. He doesn't leave us alone on our journey. He is always right there with us, rooting us on. We are in the midst of our pledge campaign for St. Michael's for next year. Repairs, maintenance, and salaries go up. In order for St. Michael's to grow and go forward, we need to think and pray about how we can use the talents we have been given to assist in this venture. We have a wonderful new interim in Mary Jane who is helping us to heal and move forward. It is not just your financial support that is needed. St. Michael's needs and wants your time and physical talents. People are beginning to come back to church. That requires us to have loving hospitality for those who are near, new who will come, as well as for those of us who are here. Jesus knew that hospitality was important. He used his gifts to welcome everyone, to share meals with those thought to be unclean or unimportant. Jesus set the example for us for how to use the talents we have been given. Let's not disappoint him. Amen.